Hello?
Hi, can you hear me now?
Oh, hi, how are you doing?
I am doing great.
Thank you for asking.
This is Natalie with Locales Black, looking for Juan Rodriguez.
Yeah, that's me.
How are you doing, Juan?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing great as well. Thank you for asking. Do you have me on the speaker?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I have you connected to the truck.
Okay. I can hear myself, but it's kind of difficult. We have a client interview for you right now. It will take about 30 to 40 minutes. Is that okay? Yeah, it's fine. So there is no way you can take me off the speaker?
Oh, okay, let me try.
Thank you.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes, I can hear you now. That's better. I'm sorry, Juan. It's kind of annoying hearing my voice like twice, because every time that I speak, everything repeats when you put me on speaker. Sorry about that.
That's okay. It's okay.
Thank you, Juan. I appreciate that. Okay, well, the call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. I want to thank you for choosing Locales Flash as your digital growth partner. Our goal with today's interview is to collect key insights about your business, your services, and goals, so our team can drive the highest return for your investments. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we will define the real revenue opportunities, the services, and keywords that matter. And lastly, I will explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together.
Okay.
Very good. Now, let's verify your business details to ensure accuracy. If you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know, and I will make those corrections, okay? I have your business name as PMB LLC.
Could we do PND Construction, I'm sorry, LLC?
Sure, I can add construction, okay. PND Construction. Okay, so PND Construction LLC, correct?
Yes.
Very good. Okay, the address that I have on here is 8139 East 2nd Avenue in Mesa, Arizona, 85208, right?
Yes.
Is there a suite number or an apartment number that is associated with your address?
I'm sorry?
Is there an apartment number or a suite number associated with your address? Is this a home address or an office location?
It's a home address.
Okay. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yeah.
Do you have your license number handy?
I have the ROC number. Is that what you're asking for?
There was, sorry?
The ROC number?
Mm.
Let me see.
Yeah, I have the license number. Whenever you're ready.
I am ready.
Okay, it is 352722. Sorry, no, I'm sorry. It's 352272.
Okay. Are you insured?
Not at the moment, but it is this week. I have an appointment this week.
Okay. Would you like us to hide your address or publicly disclosure?
It is a home address. I'd prefer if it were hidden.
Okay, sure. Very good, Juan. Later in the call, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your lead will contact you on But for communications with local splash, can we still reach you on 602-849-6384?
Yeah, that's perfect.
I have your email address as jr17704@gmail.com.
Could we switch the email, please?
jr17704@gmail.com.
No, I was looking if I can I switch the email or no?
Oh yeah, sure. You want to change it? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, give me perfect here. Okay, what's the address?
It's pndllc@azcontractors.org.
Okay, pndllc?
Yeah, it's pndllc@ azcontractors.org.
Is there a way that you can text me the email? I want to make sure that I am adding it correctly.
I'm not sure.
Thank you.
So this number, correct?
Yes, please. I just got it. Give me a second.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, I got it. Very good. Okay, thank you, Juan. I understand that we will be creating you a website, right?
Yes, and a Google page as well, please.
Sure. I am going to give you some options for the domain name, a couple of options, and you will choose one of these ones, please. So the first option is pndconstructionllc.com, and then the second one is pndconstructionllc.net.
So pnd. I'm sorry, can you repeat the options? I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine. pndconstructionllc.com or pndconstructionllc.net. Is the name of your business with .com or with .net?
So I already have a domain I have. I'm not sure. Can I transfer it or no?
You own the domain?
Yeah.
Okay, let me check Ben notes. Let me see if I have it here. Okay, give me a what is your domain address?
1 second. So the one I own right now is www.azcontractors.org.
Okay. Okay, so it's www.azcontractors.org, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and you said that you own the domain, right?
Yeah, I have it with Squarespace. Well, I opened the domain separately and I connected it to Squarespace in an attempt to create my own website, but I'm really bad at it. So
okay.
I was just going to kind of disconnect it. Well, I don't know if you guys can just take it.
If you own the domain, we can go ahead and create a website with that domain. I just want to make sure that you own the domain.
Yeah, no, I 100% own the domain.
Oh, okay, very good. Then we can, it's up to you, we can use that domain that you already own, or we can create one for you, whatever you prefer.
I think I like that one more.
You like the one you have right now, the
azcontractors.org? Yeah, I think it sounds more like,
more professional.
Yeah, it's weird to think nobody took it. No, nobody has taken it yet. Yeah.
Okay, well then, we are going to use that one. Okay.
Okay.
What is the name of the company that is hosting your domain?
Squarespace, I believe.
Squarespace.
But I can.
Squarespace. And I need the username and the password so we can work.
Yeah. So. So the username is whenever you're ready.
I am ready.
It's pndllc@azcontractors.org.
The email that you gave me before?
Yeah, that's the username. Well, I just put the, yeah.
Okay. pndllc@azcontractors.org, correct?
Yes.
And then the username?
That is the username.
Oh, I mean, sorry. I mean the password one, sorry.
It should be capital JR269797.
Capital J R.
R. No, just capital J, lowercase R, 269797.
269, and then what?
797.
Okay, so the password is capital J R in lowercase 269797. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Got it. Okay. Very good one. Do you have a preference on the colors that you want us to use on the website?
I do actually. I'd like it to be based off these colors, if it's possible. Can I send you another picture? Is that not okay?
Yes, that's fine. Sorry. Yep.
So, I'd like it to be based off these colors.
Okay. That image that you sent me, that's your logo?
That's the logo, and then this is the front of the business card I use right now. And I'd like it to be done with these colors on the business card, like the different shades of gray, different shades of green, and the black and gray and all that.
Okay.
If possible, yeah. If they can use the colors on the business card, like the different shade of gray and the different shades of green.
Yes, for sure. Okay, very good. We'll do. We will do that. What are your top three to six services to feature on the home page?
The services, the three main ones?
Mm-hmm.
I guess because I only really marketing drywall. I guess if you could put drywall repair.
Mm-hmm.
Drywall restoration. Do you think it would be better if it's just drywall and I put like drywall hanging, taping, texturing, and finishing?